Today's episode is part of a 12-part series highlighting major U.S. and New Jersey Supreme Court decisions, why they are relevant today, and how the law has evolved since that decision. Today, we are discussing the standard for addressing a retaliation claim resulting from a complaint of violations of Title IX in a school district in light of the major 2005 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Jackson versus Birmingham Public Schools. With me today, I have special guest, Rob Achera, Director of Member and Board Services, NJPTA. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, Sandra. New Jersey PTA is very thankful for this partnership that we have with Legal One through this entire series of the podcasts.
Great, thanks. Now, turning to the Jackson case. In 1993, Roderick Jackson, a teacher, was hired by the Birmingham School District Board of Ed to serve as a physical education teacher and girls basketball coach. In August of 1999, Mr. Jackson was transferred to the high school in that district and discovered that the girls basketball team was not receiving equal funding and equal access to athletic equipment and facilities, and that the lack of adequate funding, equipment, and facilities made it difficult for Mr. Jackson to perform his job as the team's coach.